How did it go? How did it go? Hello?
Good.
Did you go through the papers or you were just chatting about praying? Well, you have a lot of break time, free time, night time, 3 o'clock in the morning, 1 o'clock in the morning, right? To go through the rest. This is just motivation. Spend time in prayer. It'll transform you. Let's hear some definitions on prayer. What is prayer? Let me hear you. All you experience Christians. What is prayer? Okay, anybody else? Okay, anybody else? Easy answer is I meant to say the same thing. Anybody else? Aren't some of these definitions only part of it? You got a lot of second-hand information, right? Second-hand information. Develop our prayer lives and let's get some first-hand definition. Okay? Did we do this? Simple steps. Let's look at it. Simple steps. I tried to put some things together. Most of it borrowed from Navigators, redefined, because we need to rethink what we learned from others and see whether it gels with the Word of God. Alright? And you may still want to comment or help me fine-tune some of these things. We want to be fruitful. You know, it's one thing to say, I'm having fellowship. I had great fellowship. I am spending time in fellowship with someone. But it'll be great if that fellowship time turns to a time of helping one another be disciples of Jesus. And how much more if it is fruitful discipling of one another. Have you learnt, memorized John 15:8? Scratch your heads, it helps you to remember. John 15:8. Agabai. Say the whole verse. It's from memory, right? You're saying it. I'm asking you if you memorized. Memorize it by lunchtime. And verse 16 of the same chapter. Hey, Mitra, why are you hiding the Priya? What is verse 16? Say, you are not only chosen but appointed to bear much fruit that remains. You know this verse? Proverbs 27:17. Do you know this verse? Where is it? Which chapter? Which verse? Memorize it. What are the women? The number one priority, Chuck Swindoll said this when he was teaching on the life of Moses. Read it together. think that's true? What do you think? Is it true? Would that be a number one priority? So you're going to do it. Huh, Sachin? You'll do it? See? I have a whole paper on that, but this is one suggestion. Do you mark your Bibles? Where's my friend Vishal gone? Oh, and Prashant is gone. They found. Yeah. They have priority. Look at this. Read and mark your Bibles. See, if you mark, this would mean what? What would this mean? You decide. This is a wow. Wow. You know? Important. It's up to you. You discover a way of marking your Bibles. Okay? I used to have an organization called Speak. This is not knowledge about, but knowledge, intimacy with Christ, personal knowledge. So, as you read your Bible and spend time alone with God, every morning, think of Speak. Lord, speak to me through your word. Help me to confess sin. Have a promise that I can believe in and remember and be encouraged with. If there's a bad example, help me to avoid it. Is there an action point? See, even John 3:16, is there an action point there? John 3:16? What? You see? And get intimate with Christ. That looks like Atul, I think. These three need a lot of prayer. I hope you do pray. Why do you want the previous one? Some of you keep journals, notepads, keep records. Now, look at this, you know, hand thing which I have redone. Prayer hand. So what does your prayer involve? When you pray, what do you do? Confess your sin. You want those references? Petition. Petition is asking. Requesting. An application, you make petition to the government. You intercede is praying for somebody else. Remember, these are different parts of prayer, different aspects of prayer. thanksgiving. With prayer and thanksgiving, make your requests known unto God. And praise. I like that, you know, voicing my wonder about who God is. Do you ever get, you know, wow, God is really great. Thought is, God wants us to, this is from Romans chapter 12 verse 2, the record of a journal entry on November the 12th, God wants us to let Him first change our minds, then He will help us know His will for our lives. How it impressed me, I find that I usually go all out trying to know God's will without first consciously asking Him to properly change my mind. God help me to first surrender my mind to You and then explore what Your will for me is. That's a journal entry you can keep. See trends in the way you have got some thoughts from the Bible. You'll have something to talk about when you meet with each other, or SMS each other, or call each other, email each other. Now, this is not the prayer hand, but the Bible hand. Hear, read, study, memorize, meditate. If you hear, read, study, memorize, and meditate, you can have a handle on the Bible. See? Let's say those five words. Little finger, hear, read, study. Romans 10:17. Oh, yeah, yeah. Vishal knows. So look at Vishal. Shame on you. What is Romans 10:17? How long have you been a Christian? How come you're not memorizing scripture? When you have kids, you send them to school and then you say, have you memorized your alphabet? Do you know your tables, memorize a table, and if you're a teacher, you whack them. Mummies whack your kids, no, for not memorizing. Who's going to whack you? For not memorizing the Bible. Revelation 1:3, what does it say? Something, it says something. What does Acts 17:11 say? Third finger. Study. What did the Bereans do? Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, I knew that, you know. Christopher Columbus, you know, he discovered America by mistake. He was really looking for India. And he found America. Then he went back and he was talking at breakfast table with all the other Spaniards. And they said, oh yeah, a piece of cake. We could all have done it. So he said, hey, you know, you see this boiled egg? How many of you can make it stand on one end? So everyone tried. No one could succeed making an egg stand on one end. So he said, can't? No, it's impossible. So he took the egg and he just smashed the top and it stood on one end. Oh, piece of cake. That's how it is with DCC, you know. Yeah, I know that verse. Memorize. See, that's the next verse. What's 119, 9 and 11? Oh, yeah, I know it. Yeah. Why are you recording all this stuff, man? I'm going to put it on the website. it say? How can a young man thy word? And then meditate. Someone? Oh, yeah, yeah, I know it. Which one? And on his law. That looks like Aaron, waiting for tomorrow evening. No shortcuts. Do you realize no shortcuts? See, these are spiritual pills he's taking. Spiritual pills. This is great tapes, you know, John MacArthur, Tim Chalice, and who else? How to books, how to pray, how to have your quiet time. Cheap grace, you know. And then, sure fire spiritual help, you know, and so Coke. Some more great tapes. BB Spiritual Success Pills. He dropped these how-to books, Super Seminars, Deeper Life. I'll give you one. Just a good thing to read through all the different personal evangelism things that have been put out. Campus Crusade has four spiritual laws, then this is the Bridge to Life, then there is a one verse evangelism, there is the crucifixion method thing from the Nameless Group, then there is the someone had given me a, what's it called? Not so Rubik Cube. They had an Evangel Cube. You know, these are all, some of it is nonsense, you know, but if you want quick results, you know, you use these things, but if you read through all the stuff that is there, you get some idea about how you can do evangelism from all these groups, amalgam all that, and there was a questionnaire method that someone put out. So everyone went 2 by 2 with this questionnaire, you know, and knock on doors and tell people, hey, you know, we're doing a survey for our group, and then you ask questions about religion and God. Yeah, but there are other organizations also have done it. And so, yeah, you can do mobile phone evangelism also. So there are many methods. Think of, you know, how to develop conversation that will focus on Jesus. And the one thing that you must learn to do is speak only about Jesus. Don't speak about your church. Don't speak about your church. Don't speak about your pastor. Don't start comparing Krishna with Christ. And, you know, some Hindu would say, have you ever read the Gita? And he'll say, no. And I say, then what do you know about our religion? You get it? Hey, you illiterate fellow, you're trying to tell me that the Bible is better than the Quran. Have you ever read the Quran? So don't get into that. Don't compare religions. Talk about Jesus, his death and resurrection. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and see the summary statement that the Apostle Paul says is the gospel. What is the gospel? First three verses. What is the gospel? Welcome, Santosh. What is the gospel? Somebody read it.
Now let us, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, and of which you have taken your stand. By this gospel you are saved, if you hold on
to the word,
and
give it Santosh.
Otherwise you have believed in vain. For what I received, I pass on to you, as a first important, that Christ died for us.
The whole thing. So, Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. He was buried and He rose again according to the scriptures. That is the gospel. Explain just that. Only that. Don't talk about anything else. What is our problem? Separation from God. God provided a remedy, the cross. See, this is very focused. We need to make a response to believe. I'm not spending too much time going through all this because it's just one of the methods. Teach people how to surrender themselves to Jesus. Teach them. And God gives assurance of eternal life, but don't give false assurance. Don't go around doing what some methods say. Tell them, what did you do just now? Oh, I prayed to receive Christ. Did you receive Christ? Yes. Did you ask Him to come in? Yes. Where is He now? He's in me. Wonderful. Hallelujah. You're saved. Maybe He's not. What next? And that's another very important step. Tell the person to get a regular dose of the Bible into his life so that he knows Christ. Teach him how to pray. Oops. Where is this? Tell others about Christ. Join a church. Alright, all of us should get started on being disciples and making others disciples. How do you start? Ask for fat souls. Who's a fat person? Faithful, available, teachable. Find someone. But remember, you must find someone who is better than you, learn from him or her, and find someone who knows a little less than you and teach him or her. You got it? Fact is what? Tell me. Yes. Faithful, available, and teachable. Begin to meet for time in the word of God. And pray. Just meet to read the Bible and pray. Simple. Don't become a great teacher. Pray for insight into that person's needs. I think that's good. That's good because you don't want to just, you know, make a relationship on. If you don't want to meet for prayer and Bible study, I'm not going to meet you. Hey, you know, don't ask him, what do you need? What do you need? And then give him. No, it's discern. By praying for insight, God help me to know what he really needs. And it's not material needs only. It's other needs. Remember this morning in the devotion time, talking about, what are you looking for? Everyone's looking for what? Love, meaning in life, companionship. help with the felt need first. Felt need is maybe not a real need, but he feels it. I mean, you're meeting with him for prayer and Bible study, and that guy, poor guy, is so hungry for some breakfast. He hasn't had breakfast, and you forget. Because you've had a sumptuous breakfast and you're meeting with, I'm discipling you, man. Don't worry about food. No, if he's, you know, got pangs of hunger, meet that need. Deal with it first. Or he might start talking to you about his parents, you know, who are messed up. What are you going to do? No, we're just going to pray and read the word. Talk about it. There have been umpteen people in my life, I've just listened, you know, the person is going on and on and on, and I don't know what is going on because it's overwhelming, and I just listen, you know. And sometime I've even switched off because it's so heavy. I mean, this is getting really heavy, you know. I mean, this guy has got so emotionally messed up, it's so heavy. I can't even track with his complicated, you know, issues. And at the end he says, thank you so much, you've been a great help to me. I think, what did I do? I've been so helpless. And guy said, you know, for the first time you listened to me. I had one character in GTI, you know. He got angry with me and he was working for me. He got really angry with me and he said, you terrible person. And then we talked a little bit more. Then he was crying in my arms, you know. Oh, and I was thinking, what is going on? And now he keeps bothering me. I mean, in a sense, keeps calling me, wants to meet me, and says, no one's loved me like you love me. And then, what did I do? You know? Just meet felt needs. It's amazing what the Spirit of God helps you to cope with. And you think you're not any expert, you know? Don't be a psychiatrist, please. And start counseling people on problems you don't know how to deal with. You get it? Especially someone from the opposite sex. You get so entangled, you get real mixed up, you'll have to go to somebody else for counseling. Please don't come to me. And mess me up. Commit to specified time period. Don't go on and on and on and on forever. You know, there are some people who just want to spend time, hours on end, every time they meet with you. You got to say, hey, you know, you got things to do, I got things to do. You got to go. Someone is with you and having this great time, and he is having a great time with you because he doesn't want to go home to what he thinks is his crabby wife and crabby children. He's neglecting his family. And he's going to use you as the excuse. You know, I was spending time with Pastor Chris. Wow. So the family, whole family thinks this is a terrible pastor. You know? Be careful. It's specified time. Identify specific areas for growth. Now, we need to set some boundaries. What do you want to grow in? I want to grow in my prayer life. Okay. I want to grow in my Bible reading. I want to grow in going home and allowing my family members to tell me things that I need to do. Run errands. Clean my cupboard. And you know, help with the home. Did you realize that many wonderful disciples in our churches are not helping at all at home? So your wonderful disciples outside the home, and at home, nothing. Charity begins at home. Discipleship also begins at home. Take time to get to know each other. See, plant vision. We talked about vision for disciple making early. See, what little you have, go share with somebody else. Do you remember Jesus healed a blind man? What did he tell him to do immediately? You did it in your lessons. After how many hours? Yeah. How mature was he? And that guy in John chapter 9, I mean, he was sitting with the Jewish leaders. And what was his testimony? I don't know anything. I don't know anything, you know. But I know one thing. I was blind. I can see. You can talk theology, but I know. He touched my life. And you can debate all you want and go to hell. But I know. He touched me. Changed my life. Continue based on little successes. Hey, this is superb, you know, to be able to tell someone you're working with, hey, you know, we spent time last week. And he says, you know, I read the Bible at least on Monday. The rest of the week I didn't. And so saying, you lousy so-and-so, to say, you read once a week. Wow, wonderful. Let's see if we can do it a little bit more. And he gets encouraged. You got it? Hey, I started going to mummy. I could never face my mother. I started going and sitting with her and said, Mom, I want you to make me a sandwich. Wow, little success. Never talked to my mother. Now I did. Hey, you know, I learned. I really struggled with this, but I put 5 rupees in the offering last Sunday. I shouldn't ever do it. Little success. You got it? And you can say, try putting 50 next week. Auntie Rhoda will be really happy. In the lunchbox, I mean. Have fun. Don't make this into something that is scary. Huh? This morning, Stephen was talking about tension, no? You get stressed out. I gotta do discipling now. Just have fun. Because John 10:10, what did Jesus say? Yeah, I come to give you. What is it? John 10:10. Come on, tell me. I'm asking you. John 10. Some people are discussing, is it really in John 10:10 or in Revelation 10:10? Learn verses by heart. Where does he say overflowing life? Overflowing. John 7:37 to 39, look at it. Now someone nods his goatee beard head. Oh yes, yes, yes. John 7:37 to 39, great verse. And on that great day of the feast, Kalyani, look in the Bible. I know I'm very handsome. Well, I'm already married. Okay.
One thing.
Read the Bible. Don't look at me. Don't listen. Look in the Bible. John 7:37 to 39. Some people are still in John 10 looking for the abundant life. John 7, we are looking at the overflowing life. 37, 39. What does it say?
On the last day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.
See, that's the kind of life you're sharing with one another. So have fun, overflowing, abundant life.